This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an energizing message titled How to Thank God in Difficult Times, based on the story of Jesus and Lazarus in John 11. Yesterday, he shared that unlike Jesus, when people experience delays, sickness, etc., they respond naturally and find it difficult to thank God in such times. Today, he shows us how Jesus was able to thank God even in very difficult times. Let's join in.
So in the story, everybody in the story was responding naturally, which is understandable, but it is not spiritual. The only person in the story who had a spiritual response was Jesus. What we are interested in is, how was he able to thank God in a difficult situation? How was he able to do that? Number one, to be able to do that, you need to be a spiritual person. When you are a spiritual person, you see things from a spiritual point of view. Your perspective is different. And anything can have a different look based on perspective, the angle at which you are looking at the thing. Even a problem can look like a blessing based on the perspective, the way you see it. When Jesus heard the news, look at what he said in verse 4. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. He looked for the spiritual interpretation and meaning of something that had happened naturally. Sometimes things happen naturally, but they have a spiritual meaning. What does it mean? I remember once I had a car, and my car had an accident, and I was sad because the car was smashed. I was very sad. Then I started asking the Lord, why did my car crash? Because I was not happy at all. It meant I have to go and buy a new car. So when I slept, I had a dream. In the dream, I saw my crash car. Then somebody took the crash car away and then brought a new car of the same car to replace the car that had crashed. So when I woke up from my dream, the Holy Spirit said to me, the car crashed because I wanted to give you a new car and you are happy with this old car. So if I don't crash it, you will not look for a new one. That is why the car got crashed. When the Holy Spirit said that to me, I didn't have a new car, but immediately I started thanking God. Joy came into my heart. My car was still destroyed. I still did not have a car. I had not bought a new car. But now I was looking at the situation from a different angle. And immediately, thanksgiving came into my heart. So sometimes you can lose your job, but you must ask God a question. Why have I lost this job? Sometimes maybe you're going to get married to somebody and then suddenly the relationship breaks. If you look at it only from a natural perspective, maybe you go into depression. But if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, maybe the Holy Ghost will tell you you were making a mistake, so I had to correct it. And from that perspective, you see that thanksgiving will begin to burst out from inside your spirit because you're looking at it from a different angle. So all these people were looking at the situation from a natural angle. So to Jesus, it did not mean the death of Lazarus. To Jesus, it meant that Lazarus would be resurrected and everybody would see the power of God from a spiritual perspective. Same thing when Jesus died on the cross. He died as a common thief. To everybody who was there at that time when Jesus was crucified, he was a failed minister
all his church members have deserted him. All his pastors have deserted him. Apart from that, they've taken him and they've also killed him. You would say this guy, he has failed. But from a spiritual perspective, Isaiah 53 verse 4 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. It meant something else. Look at your neighbor, say, my neighbor, what does your situation mean? You lost your job. What does it mean? You lost some money. What does it mean? You smashed your car. What does it mean? But to see things from a spiritual perspective, you must be a spiritual person. And to be a spiritual person is not something that you achieve overnight. It takes time. A boxer doesn't train the day before the fight. He starts training years before the fight. So as Christians, spiritually too, we must build ourselves before the time. Because when the time comes, your spiritual strength will determine your response. That's why Proverbs chapter 24 verse 10, it says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. But from what I see, some Christians don't build up their spiritual strength in good times. But it's in good times that you build your spiritual strength. Why? In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So he said that spiritually be strong. Don't be weak. Which means that you can choose to be weak or you can choose to be strong. From today, may you choose to be strong. Because there are some people, they have made up their minds that they are going to be spiritually weak. It all depends on you. You can make up your mind that I'm going to be spiritually strong. So he says, finally, my brethren, make up your mind that you will be strong in the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I will be anointed. Don't be anointing free. You can be anointed. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God that may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But verse 13 is my interest. Wherefore, because of this, because of what? Because of the evil day that will come, that has not yet come. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. We build up our spiritual strength in anticipation of the evil day. So Jesus was already spiritually strong. That is why he could see things from a spiritual perspective. You don't wait when the day comes. He said, oh, I'm now going to read my Bible. Oh, I'm now going to pray. When it's time for the exam, it's not now time you open your textbook to learn. You must have learned before the exam. That's how it's done. So when we build up our spiritual strength way before time, when the thing happens, we have a spiritual perspective already. I remember one of our pastors here, when he passed, you know, I used to visit him. And the interesting thing about him was that I never heard him make a negative comment. Anytime I visited that sick man, he would be bubbling with joy and faith. He rather would be encouraging you. Then I said, this is not normal. But I realized that the thing was coming from his spirit. Because it's not normal. Because he was dying. But the confidence and the reassurance and the way he spoke all the time, I said, this is not normal. He was thanking God. He was encouraging us to the last moment. Then I realized, I said, this guy is a very spiritual person. So when his body grew weak, his spirit took over. But only spiritual people can do that. When Stephen was being stoned, Do you think he was insulting the people? He was in the spirit. Acts 7:55. He being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up into heaven and saw the glory of God. He said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. He never insulted anybody, not even once. But you, somebody just crossed you in traffic. The insults that came from your mouth. This was a man who was being murdered with stones. He was rather glorifying God. But the Bible says he was full of the Holy Ghost. So the first key, I think, is that to be able to do that, you need to be spiritual. That's why we must read our Bibles. That's why we must pray. That's why we must spend time with the Lord. That's why on Sundays you must come to church. That's why you must listen to sermons. As you do that, you are feeding your spirit. And it's only adversity that will show how strong you are. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you don't faint in the day of adversity, it means that your strength is very high. May you have high spiritual strength.
Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast. Today we learned that to be able to thank God in difficult times, we must develop our spiritual strength so that we can have a spiritual perspective and response to adversity. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, delivered from bed wetting. Dear Pastor, I ask you to pray for me concerning my inability to stop wetting my bed. Since the day you prayed, I have never wet my bed again. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now I can travel and spend days and weeks without any fear of wetting my bed and being disgraced in the process. I'm so excited and grateful to God. May God richly bless you. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Let's give him glory. Wonderful testimony.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. Mind works. The way you think eventually defines your life.
The first sign of a renewed mind is a practical mind. You are doing business. What about business you are doing? Look, you must be decisive. That's what I'm doing. Otherwise, don't make progress. It takes time to succeed at anything. And being decisive helps you to work at the same thing for many years. And a diligent man shall abound.
It is therefore imperative that you develop the right way of thinking. Kakrabading in this message series titled Mind Works will give you some principles that will guide your way of thinking in order to succeed in life. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabading.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.